Welcome to Around Montgomery County. I'm David Jenkins. We have a special two-part interview with Montgomery County Board Member and Finance Committee Chair Megan Beeler talking about the proposed budget that will be voted on November 14th. Part 1 will be aired as part of Around Montgomery County this weekend, and Part 2 will air next weekend during the forum. Now for Part 1, I am joined by Finance Committee Chair on the Montgomery County Board, Megan Beeler. Megan, thank you for joining me today. And you have the wonderful task of getting to be in charge of balancing the budget and all the wonderful numbers that you're actually going to be voting on in November.
Correct.
At the meeting.
Yes. So thank you, David, for having me today. This is an important topic to discuss, and I know that there are a lot of people interested in how our budget operates, and rightfully so, because obviously it impacts every person in this county. And you're correct, we will be voting on the fiscal year 2018 budget at our November meeting, and we have been working diligently on this budget since July of this year.
Is there anywhere, before we get into the thick of it, where if somebody is interested in viewing the proposed budget, they can access it?
Yes, we keep the proposed budget that came out in October is posted on the county website, which is montgomeryco.com. It's also available for viewing outside of the county clerk's office in the historic courthouse, along with the levy sheet as well, which is another important component that has a direct impact on all citizens.
And that'll be voted in November as well.
Yes, that will be voted on in November as well.
I want to focus primarily on the sheriff's department's budget, because that seemed to be one of the biggest points of contention at one of the meetings here recently. However, before we get into that, there are being adjustments and cuts made from every department, we should say.
Correct, yes. So just as a little bit of backstory, the original budgets that came in July had us at a $600,000 deficit. And so we've been working since then to eliminate that deficit at the very least decrease that deficit. We have made adjustments and cuts throughout the general fund. So the county budget is broke up into different areas, and the county board's direct responsibility is the general fund. And then our budget also includes things like the health department, the highway department, the community 708 board, things like that fall into our budget, but we do not have a direct responsibility or a direct oversight of those budgets. So we focus on the general fund, and the general fund, that's where the $600,000 deficit was. And so when you're looking at a $5 to $6 million budget and you're at a $600,000 deficit, that's too much, obviously.
Right.
Too much. So we started working on that right away. We made some adjustments. The animal control facility will no longer be in the general fund. We've pulled it out, and they will operate on their own revenue stream, which are the fees and fines associated with running the facility and controlling the stray dogs and strays and things like that. Then we also have removed the recycling program from the general fund. The recycling program is not typically a self-sustaining. In the years that it has existed, it's been anywhere from 10,000 to 90,000 in the hole.
Right.
It is a commodity-based business. And so depending on the commodities, that really makes a big difference
on where they finish
their year. So the county board, we are committed to the recycling program. We think it's a fantastic program to have here in Montgomery County, and we are blessed and fortunate to have that type of program in a rural area. Not many rural counties have something like that. So we are committed to, we are moving them out of the general fund, and we have designated several revenue streams to them along with their commodities. And then any deficit each year will have to be approved by the county board to be paid out of our Office 375, which is our coal money, the money that was paid to the county from the sale of the actual coal. So we feel like that's a good use of that money.
Right. There's money in the coal money, obviously, in the fund, but it's one of those right now that's not replenishing.
Correct. Yes. So as long as the coal mine is not operating, there is no replenishment. And so that money, it has a finite life.
Right.
It will not go on forever.
Right. So, provided that the mine doesn't open. And
correct,
while that's still a possibility, we have to operate as if
it does not. Exactly. You know, our budget has to be set on what we actually have and what we know will definitely come. And we cannot set a budget on speculation or hopes and dreams.
Right. Right. How much is in the, just rough estimate, is in the coal fund?
So in the coal fund right now, there's about $5 million, and we are drawing from that for programs like recycling. And then we do have to draw some of that money for operation at the county for just, you know, day-to-day operations, making payroll and things like that. But the goal, my goal, is to decrease the amount of money that we need to draw from that fund. That fund has been set up to in three different accounts. So there's a reserve account, there's a capital improvement account, and then there's an operating account. And I would like to see less money coming out of that operating third and a lot more money being invested in those capital improvements. And for the capital improvement fund, our goal is to not just invest in county-owned properties, but to invest in the entire county. So roads, bridges, infrastructure, things like that, things that make our economy more suited to a post-coal economy in case that coal mine does not come back.
Right, because if it in the chance that it doesn't reopen, you have to have a reserve there.
That's exactly
any financial advisor
That's
will
exactly
tell you.
Exactly right, yes. And our auditor has always said you need at least a six-month reserve in the bank. And we have seen how important that has been in the last several years with the state of Illinois not passing a budget. Mm-hmm. And there have been many times that they have not met their financial obligations to the county. And we have had to pay salaries and expenses out of the coal money until we got the money from the state. And even now, we're not getting all of the money we should be getting. So.
Right. That's exactly right. The Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. I think there's been some update on this. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure there has been some update on this. But at the time, there was a proposed, was it $200,000 budget cut?
Correct. So we were asking the Sheriff's Department an attempt to decrease that $600,000 deficit. We made those changes to animal control and recycling. We also made some other cuts within the general fund, our general fund offices. And then we also changed insurance in the hopes that we would decrease. And so, you know, we're just chipping away at this deficit. But the sheriff's office accounts for 35% of the general fund. They are our largest office, which makes sense. They run 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But when you are such a large portion of a budget, your cut is going to be proportionately a larger cut. And so we had asked them to cut $200,000, which would have left their budget right at $2 million. And last year, their budget was $2.19 million. Okay. So we were asking for roughly $190,000. Now, they had requested to increase their budget. They had requested to go up to $2,221,000. So, you know, depending on how you look at it,
yeah,
we were asking for roughly $200,000. They did come back with a counter proposal and a counter offer. As of right now, I think we're going to end up a little, their budget's going to end up a little over $2 million, less than 2.1, but more than 2. And so, you know, they were very good to work with us and come back with some ideas and proposals to decrease their request, but without it resulting in some drastic personnel changes.
Right. Everybody's on the same page right now.
I think so. This has been a continuous conversation, and we have tried to work hand in hand with them to come to negotiate. You know, no one wants to see a decrease in public safety services, but at some point we have to realize that how we operate may need to change simply because we cannot afford to do business the way we've always done it before.
Again, that was Megan Beeler, who is the Finance Committee Chair on the Montgomery County Board. And that's it for this edition of Around Montgomery County. Tune in to part two of my interview with Megan Beeler next weekend on the forum. Until then, this is David Jenkins saying so long.